said Thursday that he was encouraged that Mexican officials are willing to do more to curb migration flows to the United States, but it was up to President Trump to decide if they went far enough to avert threatened tariffs. Mr. Pence told reporters in York, Pennsylvania, that Mr. Trump wanted to see decisive action from Mexico and that the president would be the one to decide whether to impose tariffs on Mexican goods over the issue as of Monday.
This president has no higher priority than ending the crisis of illegal immigration that is flooding our southern border. People are being hurt on both sides of the border.
Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard said that he is optimistic the talks will succeed.
I am an optimistic man. That's why I am the Secretary of Foreign Relations of Mexico. But thank you very much.
Mr. Trump in Europe for D-Day commemorative events said if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level will begin on Monday. The African Union says it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leader said the call for talks is insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum, which witnesses blamed on the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway said Thursday that a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers in a port last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they said that limpet mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks, which left large holes in the hulls of the four tankers, but did not cause more extensive damage or oil spills. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump and French President